All right, we'll start with some injuries. Casillas has ribs. Leon Hall and B.J. Goodson are being evaluated for a concussion. And Whitlock has a foot. About the game, you know, I thought there were some great shots of individual effort out there. Some guys were playing hard. A gritty performance, especially in the second half, hanging in there. And it's always nice to get the first win. With that, we'll open it up.
And how would you evaluate the starting offense tonight?
Starting offense, it was tough sledding early on. We have some work to do, but we're confident that we'll be able to get it fixed.
How much was it, in your eyes, the same problems maybe that were there last week?
I don't think it was the same problems as last week. Different opponent. We had some cleaner looks at things, and we just need to execute better.
Your confidence, is that just because of the talent you have, or are you seeing any encouraging signs?
We're seeing some encouraging signs, and we feel when we're able to put in a full week of preparation and really get into the game plan part of things, and we'll get this thing going in the right direction on offense.
Even though it's just the preseason, how important was it to pick up a win tonight?
It's always good to get the first one. Again, it's about going back and evaluating the film, though. We're going to go back and see what our tape looks like and take it from there.
How much pressure of the running game?
Again, you know, we made some progress tonight in some areas. It was a gritty performance. We need to go back, look at the tape, and address some things that we need to fix.
Can you talk about the play of Victor Cruz and getting finally back out there? And maybe the best play he had was when he didn't catch the ball in that deep route where he was able to get past the defender.
Yeah, you know, it was good to have him out there for a healthy amount of snaps. Would have liked to get him the ball a little bit earlier in the game to get his hands on the ball, but, you know, he looked comfortable out there, looked confident.
Coach, what can you say about the play of Tavarus King tonight?
A gritty performance. You know, he's a guy that hung in there, had a nice double move. Actually, both of his scores were double moves, and he hung on to the ball on a reverse. He took a pretty good shot on the reverse. But again, it's what he's been showing us since the offseason and what he's been showing us so far in camp. And he came out, he had an opportunity to execute and make plays, and he did just that.
How would you evaluate the offensive line's performance
specifically? We're going to go back. We got to look at the tape, but we need to clean some things up.
Are you going to check to see his x-rays?
Say that again.
Casillas had x-rays, correct, on his ribs.
He's got a rib injury. I'll know more tomorrow.
Can you talk about Jasper, Glenn?
One more time.
Talk about Jasper.
Jasper. Jasper and Shepard are battling it out in there. They had a lot of reps inside at the Mike linebacker position. Again, I'm not going to comment until we look at the film. No, I had a couple conversations with him, but nothing major. Encouragement.
How big a step do you view this progression?
Big step. It's a big step. Got back on the field. Had a chance to win on a double move. We couldn't get the ball off cleanly, and caught another ball and looked comfortable and confident.
And did the team know about Josh Brown's second arrest when he was re-signed?
I think John Mara addressed everything about the situation earlier in the week. And I'll leave John's comments at that.
You look like you did play calling today. Is that accurate and why?
We switched up some play calling duties today. We took a look at a couple different things.
Why did you want to change it up a little bit maybe in the last couple games?
No, it was planned going into the season.
Did you also move Mike upstairs in the second half? Downstairs in the first?
Yes, we moved them up in the second half. Yeah, just a different perspective. That's all. It was planned.
Are you going to make a public pronouncement of what the play calling situation is after Thursday?
No.